kids are out of school and probably already moping around the house wondering what to do. We'll take them to the library. Mike Mercantat is here from the St. Clair County Library System. Mike, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Plenty to do with the library, isn't there?
Oh, plenty this summer. We've just started our summer reading program, mm-hmm. which is really one of, if not the biggest event we do every year. And it's to help prevent the summer slide,
yeah.
which I think you've probably had Riley Alley and other people on here mm-hmm. Who've talked about that. And it's, the summer slide, just real quickly, is just the if kids don't read, they can regress in their learning by up to 3 months.
Yeah.
And then the teachers have to spend like 4 to 6 weeks sometimes just getting them back up to where they were when they left in June. So one of the best ways to curb that summer slide is reading.
Yeah.
And reading anything. It doesn't have to be textbooks or school-oriented things. It's just read. It exercises your mind. So the library, you know, has always for years and years been part of that.
Right.
And so that's what we've got going on this year. Our program started last week, but it continues through August 17th, so there's still plenty of time for people to sign up for it. And this year's theme is A Universe of Stories, which uh-huh. is very fitting to the library. And sure. the focus is on space, and it's to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11.
Oh, perfect, yeah.
Yeah, it's and we got some cool things going on with that. We're going to have a live feed from NASA at the Port Huron Main here.
Oh, wow.
That's going to, it's basically take you through the whole time when they landed on the moon.
Neat.
I don't know, you might be a little young to remember that, but I remember that. It's one of the most some milestones of my childhood. I was 9 years old, and I remember everybody sitting around the black and white TVs and watching that little fuzzy picture of Neil Armstrong coming down. And
yeah, I don't remember Apollo 11, although I was here. I just wasn't quite old enough to remember. But I do remember some of the space missions. I remember that was the rare instance when we would have dinner in front of the TV.
Oh, and, like the whole world would stop back then, you know. And I remember it was in Detroit Public Schools, they had TVs just for emergencies.
Yeah.
But they would have that on TV,
sure.
and we would watch.
That's
was like one of the special things.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So we'll have that, and to incorporate space into the summer reading prizes and stuff, for children 12 and under, it's really easy. You just read your age in hours.
Mm-hmm.
So the minimum of 4 hours for kids 0 to 4, and you're probably thinking like, oh, how does a baby read? But you just read to your child, mm-hmm. and they can still qualify, and that's one of the best things you can do for
Absolutely.
Little bitty ones. So read, yep. read. And then once you get you read your age in hours – we have partnered with NASA, and you can get space food. You get freeze-dried space food.
Oh,
and
it's cool.
It's not just Tang.
Not just Tang. Right.
So that's cool. The kids can get a sample of what the astronauts eat.
Awesome.
And after that, every hour you read after that, you get a greater chance to win the bigger prizes uh-huh. that we have. And one of the really special things we have this year, first time ever, is we have a grand prize for the whole county system. So everybody that finishes the minimum requirement can enter into it. And the grand prize is a private movie showing at Sperry's Movie House.
Wow.
You get the whole theater to yourself. So that's up to 26 people. So you can bring your family, you can bring your friends, and you get a small popcorn and a small pop with that too.
Okay.
So we're a big thanks to Sperry's over there for helping us out with that. And that's a pretty cool prize.
Yeah.
And it's the summer reading is not just for kids 12 and under. We also have a teen and adult program, and that's really simple. Basically, you just read your book,
mm-hmm.
and you bring a title in, and you get a ticket, and you get a chance to enter in for some cool prizes. So
nice.
We want everybody to read this summer.
Summer is a great time for reading because you can read so many different places. You can, lay under a tree in a hammock on a boat.
On your boat, whatever,
yeah.
like that, you know.
Absolutely.
You read it you can take a break at work when you're at lunch outside and read your book there. It's the best way to exercise your mind.
Sure.
And the studies have been shown that as you get older, even it helps prevent Alzheimer's or things like that. So another thing, cool thing we've got going this summer is we did it last year and it was just a phenomenal success. So we said, okay, let's do that again.
Yeah.
And it's a program it's called Read Down Your Finds. And we want every kid in St. Clair County to be able to use the library. And we know that there are sometimes circumstances, prevent you from bringing the book back, or you left it on vacation up mm-hmm. north or something like that, and fines do accrue on your library card. And so this is a great opportunity for kids to read down their fines. So it's good for anybody 18 and under. They can go into any branch and do it. And for it's simply you read 30 minutes, you get a dollar off your fines. And you can get a voucher at any of the branches. And it includes books, magazines, newspapers, ebooks. If you listen to audiobooks, that qualifies too. And the really cool thing is that you can double dip and use your reading as part of the summer reading program too. So you can qualify for both.
There you go.
So it's a great way. We had a, like I said, we had a great response last year. The kids were just really enthusiastic about doing it. And, you know, and there's no limit. So if you got $50 in fines, you go for it. Read it, read, read.
There you go.
Get rid of that. And another thing that's happening just here at the Port Huron Library is the we're proud to be, this is our, I think our fourth year as a meetup and eat up site.
Oh, great, yeah.
So Monday through Friday, between 1:15 and 1:30, you don't have to eat in that quickly, but right. I mean, that's when the food is available. Mm-hmm. There'll be nutritious lunches at the library for anybody under 18 that shows up. So we also have accompanying programs to help complement that. So you can come and sometimes some people are just trying to get from one place to another nourishment, and this is the library is trying to do their best to help out with that.
That sure helps. I know a lot of families rely on school lunch.
Schools, yeah.
And when school's not there, you know, how are you going to feed your kids? That's one way to do it.
So this is one way to do it. You can also come in and read and cool off if it's, you know, we haven't had a problem with that so far.
But right.
It's supposed to get hot coming up this week.
Yeah.
So. And that's also the libraries are actually official cooling stations too. So, you know, if you're really experiencing heat and everything at home and it's really uncomfortable, please stop by.
Come in, read
a book.
Every
branch is welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff. Mike, always appreciate you coming in and telling us what's going on at the library.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Anytime. Mike Mercantot with us from the St. Clair County Library System. It's 19 past 9 o'clock.